Good morning.
Hi, good morning. May I please speak to Navora?
May I ask who's calling, please?
This is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Home Care.
Okay.
Hi, Navora. I was reaching out to you, and I had called you yesterday and left you a message regarding your aide, Antoine's background check.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a couple of minutes to discuss his results?
Yeah, because I got to get back over here to that CVS.
Okay, perfect. So we found out that in 2004, he has a felony charge for robbery.
Yes, I know.
Okay, he also has a more recent felony charge in 2017 for aggravated assault.
Okay.
And it is the company's policy to discuss this over with the client to make sure that everything is okay.
Not a problem. Not a problem. He has changed, okay? And I am a retired registered nurse.
Okay.
He has been with me. He has been, like I said, on time. Driving record is perfect. Ain't no make me do this. I got a driver's license. Can't drive because I got a bad leg. But if I have to get behind the wheel, I would. Alcohol-free, drug-free, like I said before, I do know, in fact, that but let me ask you this, because I am aware of these things, and if what I'm saying to you can help, okay. But usually if you bring someone in, this is a family member, okay, I changed his, don't tell nobody, I changed his diapers, okay, and he has been with me, let me see, for the last 3 years, and I may be stretching it, but he has been with me for a long time. He has been through with the COVID, pneumonia. He has been there for me. With PHA, he has been there with the bars along the wall, the bathroom. He has been there. Okay, and my doctor can vouch for it. Okay, he can vouch for it. As, like I said before, everybody's entitled to a second chance. When you're young, all of us do stupid stuff.
Completely agree, yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is being in the wrong place at the wrong time. I know all about what you're saying, okay? When I say being in the wrong place at the wrong time and being with the guys and, you know, if you with them, yeah, just like shoplifting, okay? So, yes, I am aware of that.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is, Navora, is I'm going to send over a link so that Antoine can sign off, and you would have to sign off as well, just stating that we discussed the background check results and that you're both okay with working with each other.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Because he's been working. He's been working since Saturday. Because I spoke to Sarah, and she had told me that the thing was down, and I spoke to her yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me apologize to you because I am legally deaf in one ear.
Mm-hmm.
So I have the hookup where I have a light. But if I'm in the bathroom, I'm a fall victim.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to try to get to the phone. I don't take no phone in the bathroom. That's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
When I come out, if I see the light, it tells me if you sent me a text. That's why I ask everybody, please send me a text.
Mm-hmm.
I read very well.
Okay.
You hear my voice going up and down because I'm reading you on a machine.
Okay.
I do hear your volume. If your volume drops, which it did, my voice, if you notice, my voice gets higher. Deaf people, that's an indication that they can't read your lips and they can't pick up what you're saying. But I'm reading it, so let me try to apologize for that.
Oh, no apologies.
But he has been working, because this is a new agency that I'm with.
Right.
Okay. And with that being said, you know, everything is protocol and everybody, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
But, miss, you don't know. about these people at that doggone pharmacy. They done gave me the wrong milligrams of damn insulin. Okay, we spent the whole day in there trying to straighten that out. Had to contact my doctor. Had to wait to prove, you know, no, you're giving me too large of a dosage.
Okay. Oh my, I see.
Had to go back. And that's what I've been dealing with them old people. I went over to the doctor, and the doctor yesterday, he was able to, you know, give me the 5 milligrams that I'm supposed to be taking. I got to go back. I'm trying to get out of here to go back over there again because, yes, the insulin has came. I'm just about sick. I guess this is off the record. I wouldn't know what to do if it wasn't for Antoine being there with me because I can't stand like that. I go to that CVS. They do not deliver. Everything gets delivered to me, but they do not deliver. So what I have to sit down and do some research and try to find a pharmacy that delivers. This way I don't have to stand. And as I told you before, I'm a retired nurse, 36 years at Abington Hospital. I did 12 years in the Gratis Ford Penitentiary as a nurse injecting insulin. So, you know, I know about the dosage. Anyway, if he hadn't been there with, they don't have no place, no chairs for you to sit down.
Oh, my gosh.
I got two canes. Like I said before, I had to call PHA to get a portable scooter. But until that comes, he's been a godsend as far, well, you know, when you're dealing with family, it's a little different than dealing with strange people because they don't know your behavior when you're in pain and when you're not in pain. They only assume. But he's very familiar with my case. He has been with me. Sarah said, yes, the computers was down. She said that, yes, he will be paid.
Yeah. I mean, that's perfectly fine. I don't handle the case itself. My role here is just to onboard him to be your aide with our agency. So if Sarah did tell you that he was going to get paid, then he's definitely going to get paid for it. I just need the documents to be submitted so that everything is okay on his file when he's already onboarded with us.
I fully understand. Yes, I do. Like I said before, I do have his background. I do have that. I mean, like I said, I'm very professional when it comes in that field, but I can't hold that against him because of the fact that I knew when he was younger, I knew what transpired. I knew what transpired. I was home. I was living somewhere else. When the boys came to get him, he had no idea that this is what was going to transpire. Okay, like I said before, fine, so be it. It happened. You learn from your mistakes.
Right, of course.
And, of course, I'm old school. You know, you are a victim of your environment. If you if you hang with rough houses have a tendency of doing things like, you know, breaking in cars, stealing cars, et cetera, et cetera. You understand what I'm saying?
Of course, yes.
But I do know he's a good kid. That's why I chose him.
Right.
If I had any doubt in my mind that he has not learned from his mistakes, he wouldn't be sitting up in my house. Lady, don't you know? It's a sad thing to say. I do have to put my jewelry in a safe deposit box, but I haven't did it. Since I've been here, I got every stitch, piece of jewelry. Like I said before, no, because he knows me, he would never do anything like that.
Right.
So I knew eventually that you was going to call to discuss this with me, okay? I knew that. So that's not going to hinder him from working with me, will it?
Not at all. We just need the waiver to be signed off just for paperwork purposes, and then once that's in, everything should be clear on his end.
All right. Well, what about, look, he's been working, and yes, he's, you know, outside putting the chair, so, because I got long legs. so that we can go over to the pharmacy so I can deal with these people again. Let me tell you something about them people. Oh, they better be glad I know how to pack my patients, because I'm just about at my end's wit with them people.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, they admitted it. It was an error. They admitted it.
Mm-hmm.
That could have been a lawsuit, and I could have been one dead human being, because that was they gave me 25 milligrams. That was too much.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Okay? And listen, I caught it for my safety.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, a lawsuit. When you're dead, you can't do nothing about it. But these new young people that they hiring today, they don't pay attention.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's, like I said before, my case was an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah has been working with me, and, yes, she has been helping Antoine and all that good stuff. But, like I said before, now when you're gonna send me a link, or you're gonna send him a link. What are you gonna do?
So all you have to do is just click on the link when you're together, and then he's gonna need to sign off on the link, and you're gonna need to sign off as well.
What is this gonna be, electronic?
Yes, electronic. Mhm.
Okay, now when are you gonna send this thing?
Oh, I sent it to him already via text.
All right, well, if you send it to him,
mm-hmm.
and when he check it, then he'll sign off on it, and then I'll sign off. But I'm not doing nothing until I get over here at this pharmacy and straighten these people out.
No worries. Take your time. It's fine.
Now, how much time do I have? Because, like I said before, I don't know how long. I was over there all day Saturday. Okay? I don't know. Because they have to do an investigation. And
mm-hmm.
I'm standing up there, and they did give me a chair. The leg was cramping, aching, and, oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to shoot them people out, but I couldn't shoot them out because, you're dealing with my medication.
Right.
And I wanted to be right. Mm-hmm. And the young lady was new, and, oh, Lord. So I'm getting 9 o'clock. I'll be back over there again. I ain't got no time to be worrying about you signing no paper. Sarah, I ain't got no time for none of y'all, okay? Because the doctor told me the minute I leave that pharmacy, come straight to him.
No worries. So, I mean, when you have some time and you're with Antoine, just sign off the link, okay?
I will definitely. Now, who are you?
I'm the onboarding coordinator for Antoine. So
hold on.
I take care of all his paperwork.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And what's your phone number?
It's 267.
Hold on. 267.
Mm-hmm. 551.
551.
74.
74.
22.
22. And that's your direct number?
That's my direct number, yes.
And then what's your name?
Monica.
Okay, Miss Monica. Not a problem. Let me apologize, because I need to get my medication straightened out. And the minute I am finished taking care of my medication, I will definitely, sign off on that piece of paper. And if you have any questions or anything, you can let me know, because like I told Sarah, and I'm going to tell you, when I go to take the water therapy,
mm-hmm.
I take the water therapy at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I have an occupational and I have a physical therapist there while I'm in that water. And I have Antoine.
Okay.
When I'm done, my hours is 8 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you need to note this. I have no problem walking. It's in the same facility. Walking over to get a nurse practitioner or my doctor to sign off on that, because of the fact that sometimes it be 4 o'clock and I don't get out of there at 4:30. That's because my mobility, I can't walk as fast, drying off, getting out the pool. Then it has, my insurance has to pay for every time I go to take the water therapy. And I don't want a problem with the agency because he's not going to leave me. I'm a fall patient.
Mm-hmm.
And I got gout in the hip. I have to be with someone at all times. Okay? Now, with that being said, since you his coordinator, that's why I asked you for the information that I asked you. I will, listen, the minute I get out that pool, I will notify you. And like I said, I won't be at my address. I'll be at Oak Street and Cheltenham Avenue. I will definitely keep in touch with you when these things come up. They don't come up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said before, if I can get out of there to 4:30, 4:45, you can readjust my 52 hours, okay? Like, you know, a half a, you know, to make up the time so that, you know, the records are straight. You know, he can work a half.
I'm going to just interrupt you for a minute. I'm not going to be the coordinator that handles his payroll. So I'm just the coordinator right now that handles his paperwork to get onboarded.
Okay, got you. I got you.
The coordinator is going to be someone different. So as of right now, it's Dina. So she's going to let Antoine know everything that he needs to get. She's gonna set up everything so he's officially, like, hired in the system. And then you're going to have another coordinator, which is Valeria. She's the one that's going to handle all of his payroll. So if anything like that happens, you want to reach out to Valeria.
Yes, I need to keep in touch with her because
mm-hmm.
You won't have to worry about me. I'm not a complainer, okay? Mm-hmm. That is the only thing that I have to really worry about. So when she gets a chance to call me, talk to me, would you please note down there, please text me at this number. It's better for me to get right back to you because if I'm in the bathroom, I got bars. I'm not going to jump out that bathroom and fall in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
When I get out, I will definitely, I'm not ignoring you. I will definitely get back to you. How's that?
No worries. I'll make a note of it here in your file, okay?
Okay, and I thank you very much. And, yes, that's, like I said, that's protocol. I've been doing this, not a social worker or coordinator, but I've been at this for a long, 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 long time.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I am very familiar with it. Okay, so I really appreciate you calling, but Miss, I got to get out of here, get up there to that pharmacy.
Go ahead.
And thank you for calling.
Of course, you're welcome, Navora. Have a safe day, okay?
And you do the same. I appreciate
you.
Bye-bye.
My pleasure.
All right. Bye-bye.